This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The gold rush of actually the gold standard of information about News Talk Radio comes at you right now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm trying to get through the introduction fast so that we can get right to the story list, the people list. Michael!
I've never heard you do anything like that.
Do you remember Jackson Armstrong, your leader? Do you remember him on the radio?
Jackson, a lot of guys did the leader thing. I don't remember Jackson Armstrong. I remember a guy in New York used to do, this is Leo Leader.
Well, they talked so fast. There were three or four of them that were really very good during, I suppose, the highlight of the disc jockey era was to try to find people who were different and more clever and creative. And so that would have been in the 60s and the 70s. And he was around, I think, the last place I heard him, he was in Buffalo. But he was on in New York and Boston and all over the place. He would jibber-jabber so fast that you can understand him.
But that was an art form.
Oh, yeah.
I was never good at it. My big break in radio came when we had progressive rock. And we were able to talk like I'm talking to you now. It was a little bit, you know, idolized. It was soft and, you know,
authoritative.
Here's a new song from Hendrix, man. It's going to blow your mind, that type of thing. But as a kid growing up in the, particularly in the 60s and the 50s, the radio, the big radio stars in the 50s, when you listen back to them now on the old tapes or YouTube, they just sound like guys talking. Like Alan Freed, the first rock and roll disc jockey, the biggest legend of all. You look like, hey, gang, it's Alan Freed. Now here's Little Richard. That's
it. You know, well, Casey Kasem embodied that with this 20 years of American Top 40 in the 70s and the 80s.
Around. He never went, hey, Casey here.
Really? No.
But you have Cousin Brucey, who's still going. Cousin Brucey is on.
89
you know,
years old.
Hey, cousins, this is your Cousin Brucey here on WABC.
Right. Been the same shtick for 50 years.
It's just, well, he sounds older, very old.
He is older. But you know who gets away with that is Shotgun Tom Kelly, who's on Sirius now, but he was on most West Coast always during his career. He doesn't have anything to say, but he says it well. He doesn't have to have it. You know, he just has that voice, and, you know, he just... He's been able
it was an art form. You know, and I kind of envied them. Now, the guys that weren't good at it, we used to call them, if you'll pardon the expression, for those having breakfast or dinner, pukers. You know,
come on. Hey, gang, it's the dagger on the radio. Yeah.
They had that back of the throat thing going.
J.J. Jeffrey here on the air. Welcome into our show. What do you think we have at number 10 this week, boys and girls?
And then some of them, because they did it so much for a living, that became their identity. They talked like that all the time.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Hey, A.J., how you doing?
Oh, it's really great to meet you, Mike.
Yeah, thanks very much, boys and girls. Yeah, it's nice to see you. Okay.
But you know, it is an art form. It was an art form.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I know you never go anywhere without your horn. These guys not, see? The man always is ready to pull his horn out at any time. See? So this way, when Doug meets new people or he has an opportunity to...
And go on a date. Bring my
go
horn
on a date. To, you know, he'll tell a joke and he'll pull out a horn and give himself his own puncture.
Mm-hmm. Clarabelle. Who remembers what Clarabelle was?
Where do you keep all your horns and bells? It blows my mind. I can't believe it. You see, folks, this was not prepared. The man is always prepared with his horn and his bells and his whistles.
Do you have like I could always do
cargo pants?
The cucaracha. How about who's your what?
Do you have cargo pants? Where do you keep all that stuff? And do you have like pockets in your pants? Where do you keep your horn?
Wait a minute. This doesn't work now. What's the matter with this? That doesn't work anymore. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's get to the.
What's not
what
working?
Matter? One of my horns isn't working.
What are you? I'm glad we brought this up. You wouldn't want to be caught in a serious situation.
No. All right, let's get to the countdown, can we? Instead of
one of these days, I got to find out how you do that, but that's another story.
Yep.
All right, here it is. The top 10 stories of the week. At number
people
10.
Are listening to
at number
what
10,
happened to the Talk Radio Countdown Show?
Well, it's all part of radio.
Yes.
At number 10, the Russia-Ukraine war.
Randy Michaels says we should do more of this in order to survive.
Who
on
said
AM
that?
Radio. Randy Michaels.
Oh, we should. He's one to tell us about how to survive
yes,
in AM radio.
Right.
Russia-Ukraine war at number 10. U.S.-China relations at number 9. There's a, I don't know if you ever watch Vice TV.
No.
Vice TV has a special that they just debuted. I'm in it. Called,
really?
Shock Jock Wars.
Really?
You know, the dark side of the 2000s, and it's about Howard Stern, Mancow, and Opie and Anthony.
Oh, I saw that. I did see that, yeah.
And,
right. It's all contrived. It's all baloney.
Yeah, it's very...
Right? and who started it? Mancow started that because he wanted more attention, because he wanted to kind of be like Stern when he grew up.
Well, he made the mistake of taking on Stern. Stern is brutal.
Yeah.
These guys ripped each other. They ripped each other to shreds. They all.
Yeah, but they was Stern's much better. Mancow's, Eric Mancow is his name. You don't know what you're talking about. Guy who was in Chicago for most of his career.
Eric Mueller,
right. What did I say? Yeah. Eric Mancow?
Eric Mueller. Yeah. Eric Mueller is Mancow.
Yep.
And whole other story.
He's a good jock. He was a good personality. He's just a little temperamental and not easy to deal with, but he's great on the air. That was true with a lot of people. You imagine how people had to, you know, remember the movie Howard Stern about, what was it called? The movie about Stern's career? What the heck was
private,
that? The
Private Parts.
Private Parts, right. And the people who were in that and the way that it portrayed radio at the time, it was so accurate. Those of us in radio looked at that and thought, my God, I've worked for a guy like that.
Yeah. Well, isn't it funny that Stern played himself 20 years younger?
Right.
Could you do that? If for some reason somebody with a lot of money to waste decided to make the Doug Stephan story.
Is that, would that be a waste of money? Is that what
you're saying? And they said you have to play yourself as, but you're 25 years younger or 30 years younger. Could you do that?
I can pull off being younger. Even now, people think I'm a lot younger than I am. So
you don't look a day over 80 to me. I gotta
thank you very much. That's very nice of you.
It's very nice. Yeah.
All right. Are we going to get through this list or not?
No. It's obvious that this show is going to be one that we're not proud of. This is going to be one that we hope. This is the one that the guy that's going to hold the key to our future tunes into here.
Yes.
Those guys are a couple of jerks. At number 10, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 9, U.S.-China relations. At number 8, the Florida education policy. The Montana climate suit is a big story. It's at number 7. Number 6, immigration and border security. Crime and homelessness. And they do go together at number 5. And boy, is that a problem. The Maui wildfires, outrageous. Number 4, Hunter Biden investigation, 3. At number 2, the fascinating 2024 presidential race. And number 1.
Really? You think it's fascinating? Really?
No. No. I think it's distressing. I was being sarcastic.
Okay.
It's fascinating. I love to watch that. The process of democracy, the wheels of democracy turn. At number 1, we have Trump's legal battles.
Problem with the wheels on democracy is they're square now.
All right, real fast, the people survey. Kathy Seeley at 10. She's a judge-type person. Tanya Chutkin at number 9. She's a judge. Hunter Biden, he's being judged. He's at 8. Ron DeSantis, I don't know about his judgment.
We should be judging him.
Rudy Giuliani.
He's done.
Number 6. Mark Meadows. That's a nice name, Mark Meadows.
I've said all along as I've been going through this list earlier before you came on, he sounds like that's a radio guy's name.
Yeah.
Mark Meadows.
Mark
Meadows Show.
Mark Meadows. And welcome to the Mark Meadows Show. Today we're going to take you through a delightful journey, the music of Jerry Vale. At number 4, we have Jack
Vic
Smith.
Vic Damone coming right up after Jerry.
There you go. Right. And Stephen Eady's latest hit.
Yep.
At number 4, we have Fannie Willis. At number 2, he's still around. Joe Biden. He's still making news.
And the Bidenettes.
And Donald Trump. He should have the Trumpets.
Right, he should. Right.
At number
or he could be with Percy Faith in his orchestra, perhaps.
Man, Percy Faith.
All right, so let me ask you, Why? Why are these stories and these people in the positions they're in? I know you do a lot of research, but you know, and let's just we'll give in to the list and just think to ourselves, okay, why is Florida such a mess? And why is immigration such a mess? Why do we have so much crime? You know, why? There are whys that go with these stories. There's a factual, this is what's going on, but why are they going on? Do you ever stop to think about that? Why?
Yeah.
Why does Trump have so much legal trouble? Why?
Because the answer is simple. People stink.
Well, that's the end of that, I guess.
Okay. We're a member of a species that, shall we say, is a work in progress.
Yes.
One foot in the slime, the other foot in the stars, you know. It's like, where do you want to be? Where do you want to be on the spectrum of human potential?
Well, there's two things that have happened this week that didn't make it to the top 10 that answer those questions. The Webb telescope,
top 12.
Webb's telescope has found the beginnings of the world aren't really the beginnings.
I've been saying that for years. the James Webb Space Telescope, and I don't like to boast, but let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I told you so.
Right.
The James Webb Telescope is proving things that I have been saying for years, and that the Big Bang Theory is BS.
And the other thing that has come out this week, the scientists who are studying what's under the surface of the ocean bottom, and it turns out it isn't really the ocean bottom at all, that there's a whole new spectrum of life under what we thought was the bottom of the ocean.
The bargain.
Now, it's not the bottom. Yeah, it's amazing. All right, let's talk about losing some weight for a moment. May I remind you about Calitrin and how successful people are when they get onto this program? You can find it at toploss.com. That is the website for Calitrin, and that is where you can find weight loss success. And that is where a lot of people before you have gone to read about the science and to actually see the stories of people who are just like you. So make sure that you take advantage of the dog days of summer sale right now. Get into the weight loss program that works. All natural Calitrin at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. Some people want to lose weight quickly?
It is not a quick fix product. There are no drugs. There's no stimulants. There's nothing in that is going to make you feel like I'm going to lose this weight quickly. It's going to take some time for it to get into your system and work. Now, within the first couple of days to weeks of taking the product, you're going to be sleeping better. That's the first thing everybody says is, wow, I cannot believe how good I'm sleeping.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on. So it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, DOUG, and you get free shipping. You'll find that at toploss.com. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown. All right, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get my composure back after that. It's 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And at some point, we'll get to some of the issues that are on the list from the charts that are created every week by Talkers Magazine. The editor and publisher of that organ is Michael Harrison, who...
You've lost it now. You're not even going to bite on that one.
Well, we were just talking about a celebrated podcaster who's a radio host. I will not name him, but Michael was being Michael, and we were playing with some of the same theories that we started the program with.
Let it go. Don't even try to.
I'm not going to use the name. I'm just.
Don't even use my name.
All right, I'll use my name then.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Lead.
You want me to lead or you want
to... Well, you always lead.
Oh, that's right. This is the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
And I'm the guy.
He's here. I was asking why these stories are have the impact that they do. And then got off onto
I don't understand. I don't understand the question because it's an interesting one. Why are these stories the stories? In other words, why?
I mean, I understand the Ukraine thing because the drones are out there and yada yada. I guess I understand the Biden thing.
What about Trump's legal battleground? Unprecedented, historic, a president in criminal court. You've got. You've got the Maui wildfires, which have tremendous stories behind them as to how it happened, why it happened.
So isn't that, in a manner of speaking, that's kind of, in a way, the most important. Trump is the one. This is, you put these together because you talk about the most talked about stories. Isn't necessarily
that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's not the most important. It's not the most, it's just the ones that most talked about.
So, in terms of the wildfires, you've heard the discussion back and forth. By the way, that's number four. If you didn't hear us go through this a few minutes ago, the number four item on the story list this week from Talkers is the fire and what happened in Maui and all of the ancillary things. There's so many directions you go in, including the guy that ran. Do you believe this? He actually admitted the guy who ran the early warning system said we didn't use it because it wasn't a tsunami and that's what it was designed for. Who has the balsam or the stupidity to admit that? And people ask him, oh, yeah, I'm proud of what I did.
Well, the person doesn't see the forest for the trees. They're just following their recipe.
Yeah. And how much of that is a factor in what we talk about all across the board? You look at some of these. I just said something about Fannie Willis, who is one of the prosecutors in one of the many cases against Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And looking at her career, it's not very stellar. And she's lost more than she's won. And so is that part of what came up this week, or is it just an attack on her because she's going after Trump? Do we get to the bottom line of what she's really all about? What's her career been like? I think it's fascinating to look at some of these people who are coming from nowhere. Who ever heard of Kathy Seeley before this week, or Tanya Chutkin before this week?
Well, I mean, isn't that the way it should be? That the list of people who are the most talked about on a specific format of radio, which is a big one, a powerful one, influential one, yep. Some of them are people you've heard of for years, and some of them are people who come and go. It doesn't, just because you're in the spotlight doesn't mean that you've just been hatched. I mean, you could be sure Kathy Seeley has had an interesting life and career.
Yeah.
Tanya Chutkin has had an interesting life and career. It's just that their path has taken them to the spotlight now for a while.
And the lawyers now on the other side, they'll become famous. The lawyers for Trump, who, by the way, had a lot of balsam this week, asking the judge to delay the start of the trial until 2026. I thought that was pretty amazing. 28 past the hour here on the Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is warning residents of Southern California to be ready for Hurricane Hillary.
I urge everyone in the path of this storm to take precautions and listen to the guidance from state and local officials.
Hillary remains a powerful Category 4 hurricane in the Pacific, and it's prompted the first ever tropical storm watch for the region. It's expected to land over the weekend, possibly Sunday, as a tropical storm. A Marine student dies in a training exercise.
The Marine student was assigned to the School of Infantry West at Camp Pendleton. They died in a nighttime live fire event Thursday night. Major Joshua J. Pena said in a press release that the investigation into the circumstances of the death is ongoing. I'm John Fink.
At least 1,300 people are still missing after the wildfires in the Hawaiian island of Maui, and Hawaii Governor Josh Green is among those fearing a much higher death toll. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can, with the all-new Audion hearing aids.
The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour. I know a lot of people spend all week waiting for us to get together, Michael, to do this program.
Yes,
and I
many.
Hope you all feel rewarded with the talents of the two of us together here on the stage all at once every week.
I know,
imagine what a luxury that is for the listeners.
We're so damn good.
Ah, it's amazing. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Serious stuff, seriously. But
okay,
why does it always
cereal come on your phone?
Always have to be serious. All right, number four. I want to stick with this for a while, if you don't mind. I was looking at this. There's a banyan tree. You know what a banyan tree is? It's
pretty much
it's a Hawaiian. It's a one of those Pacific Island trees. And if you look for a silver lining, which is what I always look for in a conversation about something as bleak as what happened on Maui, here among all of the destruction that was left by the wildfire, this historic tree, which has been a landmark there for over 150 years, was left. It lived. It's still standing. The fire went around it. It's charred a little bit. But isn't that amazing when you think about the tree of life, basically? The fire did not sap. There's all kinds of analogous stuff that the fire could not sap the life out of this tree. Maybe it's a little traumatized, but...
Well, the tree is a survivor. It's a,
Yeah, I think that's... I thought that was very cool.
It's interesting. I didn't know
the
tree.
The other question about... We have Joe Biden as number two on the people list, and we have the Ukrainian war. So somebody has come up with, a good talk radio host actually came up with a comparison of the aid that is on its way to Hawaii, and this is, I'm sure, a right of center show, but I thought this was interesting, frankly. Comparing, this clever fellow compared the aid that we have sent to Ukraine to this point and what's on the bill of fare to go to Hawaii. So far, Joe Biden has said there's $200 million available right now for assistance. And then, so the Republicans are saying, okay, $200 million goes to somebody in our country, and how many, like $700 billion or whatever the stupid number is that's gone to Ukraine, how do you justify that? I think that's a wonderful question for conversation, don't you?
Yeah, it's a good question. I know the answer. The justification
is that
Ukraine situation provides tremendous danger to the Western world for years to come. And therefore, we're not just doing it for Ukraine. We're doing it for NATO, and we're doing it for us. I'm not saying necessarily that's the correct answer, but that the answer.
$113 billion so far in aid. And the Department of Defense sent another $12 billion worth of planes this week over there through, I think, Denmark or some country. So it doesn't look like it's coming from America.
This is the way the superpowers have war. That, you know, the term you hear, folks, is proxy war. You have other people fighting it for you, but it's really you.
Yeah.
You know, the Korean War was a proxy war.
Yep.
And
we lost that. All of them we've lost. The guys made a lot of money that make armaments. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You watch Billions, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, didn't you? Okay, so this conversation won't mean
anything. What is Billions?
Billions is a show on Showtime about a guy that runs, his name is Axelrod. He ran a hedge fund in New York, and it was about how the guys running these hedge funds make all this money and what they do with it and how conniving they are. And but if I'm not going to tell you the whole story because it's
a sidetracking thing.
Yeah, but I go back. The reason I brought it up is because he's involved in the storyline of the show in selling arms and orchestrating and bringing. He's the one who's been in the middle of bringing the arms from the American manufacturers to the Ukrainians. That's part of the new storyline. Mm-hmm. And there's got to be a guy who's doing that someplace, right? Wouldn't you think? There's some.
Well,
arms dealer, broker.
You've heard of this thing called the military-industrial complex.
Yes.
And the famous speech by Dwight David Eisenhower upon leaving the presidency, in which he warned, here, a five-star general, a military man, warning as his legacy, not what a great job I did as president, but as I leave, I'm warning all generations to come that the U.S. and our freedom is definitely being compromised by the growth of the military-industrial complex, which means the unholy alliance between industry and the military.
Yep. Go to LAX. Anybody who's never been to LAX, and look at the buildings that surround the Los Angeles. LAX is Los Angeles Express Airport. You see the Boeing main office there, the Lockheed Martin main office there, the Raytheon main office. All these people are the biggest defense contractors, and they're all right there. And there are plants all over California making this stuff. It's really pretty amazing if you pay attention. But that's the problem. So many people don't pay attention. We're too busy worried about whether Trump's going to go to jail or not, or whether he's going to see the light of day, or he's going to show up at the courthouse, he's going to be arrested on the site and put in jail. What's his mugshot going to look like? Yeah, like that. The future of the world is determined by that.
Have I
gotten too excited about that?
No. I'm listening to you.
Thank you.
I don't know how to respond. And my only response is they're all important.
All right, let's...
It's all important stuff. We base our business on a spectrum of important issues.
Okay, so then how important is this? Woman in Texas this week arrested for threatening to kill the judge who is overseeing the Trump investigation and court proceedings. Her name is Abigail Schrey. She called the chambers of the judge, and Ms. Chutkin. Is it Chutkin or Chulkin?
It's Chutkin. Tanya Chutkin.
Yeah, okay. This is a black woman, and left a threatening voicemail and was dumb enough to use her own phone. And she referred to her the N-word and all kinds of stuff. This has hit all over media everywhere. And you got to wonder how it is, and I'm going to say this right up front, why it is that so many people who are identified as Republicans fall into this category. What is there about being a Republican? I know that guys like Tom Hartman, who's a left-of-center successful talk radio host, would probably bring that up, and I'm sure they brought it up on CNN, but I think it's a legitimate question that ought to be asked a little bit more frequently than it is. It's uncomfortable to talk about it.
The answer is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The answer is Donald Trump. The answer, and why is it so serious that a person threatened the life of a judge because she doesn't agree with the political situation?
Yeah.
It's dangerous because that's antithetical to American democracy. It's un-American.
Right.
These people who think that they are American patriots, and pardon the expression, I'm a Pats fan, you know,
yeah.
And the word patriot means a lot to me. But many people wrap themselves in the flag. Many people, you know, scoundrels. The last resort of scoundrels is to claim patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
It's un-American. All of this stuff is un-American. And that's why it's a big story.
Okay, so then let's go to Canada for another wrinkle on the number one story this week. A Canadian woman has been sentenced to 22 years in jail for sending letters laced with ricin to Donald Trump.
Just as bad.
Poison.
Worse.
This is somebody, and a Canadian, no less.
Threatening to kill somebody is not good, but actually trying to kill them.
She said, this woman's name is Pascale Ferriere, and she said that she regretted that her plan failed, and she wished she could stop Trump, and if she had it to do over again, she'd do it. She wants to get rid of Trump. FBI found her fingerprints on the letter that went to Trump. And
well, there's a saying called fighting fire with fire.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for the good guys to resort to that. Because when you're dealing with ideological differences,
right.
and you resort to the same tactics that the bad guys do.
They do. You're a bad guy.
Then you become a bad guy.
Number two on the list, the story list this week, is a focus on the presidential race. I thought it was interesting, Michael, that the super PAC that has so far raised the most dough for Ron DeSantis has told him, apparently in a memo that was leaked, to take a sledgehammer at next week's debate to Vivek Ramaswamy because he's rising in the polls and is threatening to beat DeSantis. So the way to beat him is to, as they say, quote unquote, take a sledgehammer to him. There you go. That's politics in America 2023. Fabulous. I actually think that guy's got something to say. Do you pay attention to him, Ramaswamy?
I pay attention to everybody. I spent hours practicing how to say Vivek Ramaswamy.
I did too. Yeah,
I didn't even say it backwards. I was the one who did it.
Seriously, I think the guy's got a lot to say.
First of all, I don't know the guy from a hole in the wall other than what you know about him.
Yeah, okay.
And a lot of people have a lot to say. That doesn't make him a good president.
No,
I don't want a president I haven't heard of a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was the
case with Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton both fit into that category.
Not as much as Vivek Ramaswamy. Jimmy Carter was a governor. Bill Clinton was a governor. There are guys that just come out of nowhere. And all of a sudden, we like what they say. Well, there's a lot of talk show hosts who say things I like, but I wouldn't want them in my house.
You're not invited to dinner at Michael's house.
No, I'm serious. The president, if there's any one thing we've learned from Donald Trump is that all presidents are not equal.
That's
if there's anything that we're learning about politics today is that both parties are not necessarily the same.
Yeah. Well, so let's see what's brewing. I suspect, and I don't know this because I don't know, you don't know what's going to happen with the list next week, but the beginning of school starting, and the biggest story that I have seen about the school year beginning is that there aren't enough school bus drivers all across the country to get students to school and to class. We have it in my town. I'll bet it's in your town. The drivers are being paid $30 an hour with a $300 signing bonus, and we're short 17 drivers here where I am. And I see stories all when I look at the various sources, the same stories being repeated across the country. Why do you suppose that is?
I was going to ask, what do you think? I don't know.
I know what it is.
I didn't even realize there was this problem. They don't want the responsibility of being with these rotten kids.
That's pretty much it. Yep.
Oh, really?
The kids are rotten, unbelievably badly behaved, fights on the bus, spitting on the drivers. We have that.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And so why does that may be a subtext, but I'm figuring as school begins, There will be discussion of this because it is the one single thing that seems to be uniting all the discussions about the start of school everywhere in the country. So, there it is. I'm only prognosticating.
What thing is uniting discussions? The school
the
bus
fact
problem?
That there's not enough school bus drivers. And the kids are rotten. Both
well,
of them.
Well, both are interesting stories. I find the kids being rotten more interesting than necessarily one of the results of people not wanting to be school bus drivers.
Yeah,
imagine,
the rotten kids.
I imagine there are people that
important.
Don't want to be teachers.
Yeah, right, same thing. Kids are rotten. And then we look at the parents and...
Well, how did the kids get rotten? How did the...
Let's answer that next week because we're out of time here in this segment.
No,
yes.
I
it's 48 past the hour. Doug Stephan here with the People List on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of August 14th to the 18th. Number 10, Kathy Seeley comes in. Tanya Chutkin, number 9. Hunter Biden at 8. Ron DeSantis is at number 7. Sound like the announcer, right, on the wrestling? Ron DeSantis. Rudy Giuliani is number 6. Mark Meadows comes in at number 5. I think I quipped earlier, it sounds like you ought to be a radio guy with that name. Jack Smith is at number 4 as he continues to pursue Mr. Trump, as does Fannie Willis, who is number 3 on the list. And Joe Biden would be happy to have Donald Trump have as much trouble as possible so he could slide into home base again. Joe's at number 2, and Donald Trump is at number 1. So the two Bidens in the list this week, as has been the case for quite some time now. That's the People List.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll-free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. The story list from Talkers Magazine this week. Talkers has the ability to put together the story list and the people list based on their studying, talking to news talk stars and station managers, that sort of thing. So at number 10, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians, still holding on to a top 10 spot. At number 9, what's going on in China? Not just with our relations, but what's going on in China? Number 8, Florida and the education policies of the DeSantis administration. The climate suit in Montana is number 7. Immigration problems and border security, number 6. Crime and the homelessness problems, number 5. The Maui situation, the wildfires, the aftermath of that, number 4. Investigation of Hunter Biden is number 3. All those who would be king or would be president. 2024 presidential race comes in at number 2 this week on the story list. And then, as you might expect, although I would have thought the Maui wildfires might have changed this, but it didn't. Trump's at number one with his legal problems. That's it from the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us to take his wise approach to some of the legal entanglements that we find ourselves in, looking at the charts for this week. Brought to you, by the way, by the folks who are offering you two free nights. Not one, not well, two. Some people are getting three. Actually, yeah, it is. Well, go just dial 800-419-DOUG and find out what I'm talking about. Maybe I'll call and I can find out what I'm talking about too. 800-419-3684. All right. So, not a laughing matter is the situation in Maui. And the first time I saw this, it wasn't a scam that was aimed at humans, but at dogs. Somebody trying to raise money for a humane society that does not exist. But yet, who's going to say no to helping some dog or group of dogs that have had their life upended by the reality of what happened in Maui? And so we come back again to the warning.
Yeah, it's incredible what happened in Maui. And actually, in a moment, we can talk about lawsuits that were filed against the Hawaiian Electric Company. But the scammers are there much quicker than FEMA and any of the other charities and the charities that would be helping. And like you say, they appeal to our best interests, and they look legitimate, but they, again, whenever you get an email, a text message, a phone call, and if you get a phone call, even if you're on the do not call list, charities are exempt from that, but you still can't tell who's really calling you. Even if it says the name of the Humane Society or whatever on your caller ID is easily manipulated. So the thing you really need to do is if you're considering giving to a charity, get the name of the charity, and then go to a website called charitynavigator.org, and it'll tell you two things, one of which you and I have talked about a lot. One is it'll tell you right off if that is a scam. But secondarily, you will find that if the so-called legitimate charities, how much of what they are spending actually goes to their charitable purposes and how much are they paying themselves.
Yep.
And that's something you and I have talked about, a number of charities that so-called legitimate that keep, you know, huge amounts of what they collect.
Ridiculous. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Countdown. He's a professor of law at Bentley, practicing lawyer, practicing radio talk host. He runs the website we were just talking about, Scamicide.com. Clearly someone who is in the know. And I think, yeah, there are a couple of things I want to touch on here, including the one that you just mentioned, the lawsuits filed against the electric company. Here we go again, like PG&E. These people deserve apparently every bad bit of publicity they're getting. And so what are people who are suing them? Is this a class action lawsuit? Some smart lawyer jumping to his feet right away and getting a bunch of people to sign on with him? What will become of this suit as it goes down the path, Steve?
Yeah, and you mentioned PG&E, and so some people, Pacific Gas and Electric, this is a utility out in California that has repeatedly been held responsible for their negligence in causing tremendous wildfires in California. And in fact, the payments ended up putting the company into bankruptcy.
And then the state bailed them out.
Yeah. Oh, God. So now you look at California actually has laws that make these utility companies responsible, even if it doesn't rise to negligence. Hawaii will be a little bit higher of a standard. But it does appear, at least initially from the reports I'm seeing, that there have been problems for quite a while with the safety of their
same old thing.
Wires. Yeah. And the thing is, fool me once, you know, shame on me, fool you twice, shame on you, shame, fool me twice, shame on me. This is something that does appear, at least if it gets proven in court, to be negligence. And this negligence has cost more than 100 lives in the destruction of property. You mentioned before about, you know, animals as well that we need to care for. This is time that companies were held responsible for harming the public. And you're right, this will be a class action. Quite often what happens in here is a number of law firms jump on it, and then the court decides whether to certify a class and which of the law firms will take the lead in that. But it's going to be in court, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Messy stuff, to be sure. All right, there it is. A couple of items of interest. A lot of legal stuff this week. The Montana suit, that'll still be active next week. We'll talk about that with Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.